This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The 21st of March, we are two-thirds of the way through the third month of the year 2018, first full day of springtime 2018. A lot of weather activity on the East Coast and the West Coast. We'll get to that, though, after the DJV show begins in this hour with an overview of what's going on in terms of trending stories. Victoria, take up the baton with that, and then Jennifer and Karen and I will get into it. So what do we have, Victoria?
Well, not happy news, but there's certainly a lot that's trending right now. The Austin bombing suspect is dead. He actually blew himself up with one of his explosives. Accidentally, I believe.
Bad at it. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Police had identified who he was at 9 p.m. last night, and they were closing in on him based on packages that he had sent from FedEx. They had also tracked his cell phone, and they triangulated the signal, and so they wanted to surprise him, and there was a shooting he was shot at, but apparently that's not what killed him. It was his own package that detonated on himself. Mm-hmm. So we'll have more of that as that comes out, his name and the situation and all that jazz.
I don't really want to. Do you really want to know more about that? I don't really want to know. I don't want to know.
I'd like to know what his motivation was and what was the history behind it. Yes, I don't care
these guys,
about him personally, but
when you a lot of times you look into some of these people and they want the recognition, they want people to know who they are, and they want
always.
It. And so you give them that, and that just.
But I don't even care about what his name is. I just want to know, you know, the situation that led to what happened.
Was it racially motivated?
Right.
Was he making a statement?
Right.
Because I think if you don't know what his motivation was, you have to know the story to try to prevent something like this.
Do you think you need to know his name, Jennifer?
In the future. I don't care his name.
I don't care about his name, yeah.
Okay.
But even Texas lawmakers yesterday were saying they wanted, before now it's over, but they wanted this all to be declared acts of terrorism. And so I think that Jen's totally right. We need to know all the facts. Think about it this way. We still don't know anything more about the Vegas shooting. That remains one of the biggest, weirdest mysteries to me. We still don't know more about it, and I think it's just going to go away now. We're never going to know.
Is it weird, or is it on purpose?
Well, it feels like it's on purpose. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought it was interesting before I went to bed last night. I was just flipping through the channels, and I saw that they were giving a press conference because somebody had dropped some sort of box off at a Goodwill outside of Austin, and so they were just talking about that incident, and you could tell something was up because they kept asking the police officer. They said, well, can you go through the other explosions? Can you tell us about anything else? And he was like, nope, I can't. All I can do is tell you about this. This was an unrelated incident. So it doesn't surprise me that they were closing in on this guy, and maybe even using that press conference to give maybe, I don't know when he blew himself up, but maybe a false sense of security because clearly they thought he was still alive when they found him.
Yeah, apparently they tracked him down to his hotel. And so, and then that's when he realized that the police were onto him, and then the chase ensued. But
yeah, I guess they were waiting outside of the hotel for tactical vehicles to show up so they could try and arrest him without him dying. And then he left, and so they followed him, and then he pulled over on the side of the road. They also pulled over as they approached the car. Something exploded in the car. It doesn't really sound like an accident to me. It personally sounds like he blew himself up. But the one thing that's interesting for anyone who's listening in the Austin area or surrounding areas, as they said, they still don't know where he's been over the last 24 hours, so it's possible there are still packages out there. So if anything is suspicious, you should still call the police.
you probably have to have, not to make people afraid, but I'm sure they want to make sure he wasn't working with anybody else, too. I'm sure they're investigating to make sure that he's the person and the only person involved.
All right. Yeah. So that's shooter story number one of three. What's the second one trending?
Zachary Cruz, who is the younger brother of the Florida shooter, he was arrested for trespassing at the school, at Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School, where his brother, of course, killed 17 people a month ago. And he had actually told authorities that it was his third visit to the school since the February 14th shooting. So he was obviously up to something. Now, based on the new law that was passed in Florida because of what his brother had done, he actually has now been placed. He was arrested, and he has a $500,000 bond set for misdemeanor trespassing, and he also requires a psychological evaluation. The other part of this is that the same day, the sheriff's office filed the risk protection order to restrict his access to guns, which is part of the Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School Public Safety Act, and that went into effect earlier this month. And that prohibits him from possessing and acquiring firearms for a period of time that the court determines. In the meantime, he has to go through a psychological evaluation. He is red flagged. He is not allowed to legally purchase any firearms for however long the judge determines. So this is that risk, they call it ERPO, I think it's the Emergency Risk Protection Order. A lot of states have it, and Florida did not have this in advance, which probably would have helped with Nicholas Cruz.
Don't you love government abbreviations for things? ERPA.
I know.
Yeah.
It wouldn't have helped. The officer who wouldn't go inside the building when Nicholas Cruz was shooting recommended that this kid should have been put, like, that he should have been, when you're put away for being crazy.
A psych hold?
Evaluated?
Committed?
Committed?
Yes, yeah. Thank you.
Yeah,
I'm losing my mind. Slowly but surely, it's happening. I know. So he recommended he should be committed, and he wasn't. It's just another one of these failings. It's pretty unbelievable. But I couldn't. I read an article yesterday that suggested another one of these deputy school resource officers that was placed at Stoneham Douglas High School like this last week has been suspended because he was napping out in front of the school. And so they suspended him. Can you imagine after everything that's happened?
Who are they hiring?
To be assigned there and you're napping?
Yeah.
And I guess there have been several arrests because students are bringing knives and all kinds of things to school.
The thing that strikes me about all of this stuff is when you look at American business and how well run it is, how well the leadership is, and then the hierarchy for the most part. We all know that there are plenty of examples of the Peter Principle, but they seem to happen more on the public side than they do on the private side. And one would wonder why that happens. What is the reason that we find that people who are incompetent seem to they drift into the public side? Is it that we are less scrutinizing? Is there no motivation? What's in this circumstance, the only motivation for the sheriff, Mr. Israel, is that he could get recalled or not reelected. But other than that, what's the real? Why do you think that there is so much malfeasance on the public side versus the private side? Anybody want to take a shot at that? Pardon the pun. So here's another
example.
Isn't
that sort of like an age-old American question, though?
Yeah, it is an age-old.
That's it.
Maybe it's not even American. You look at the nincompoops in France that are public servants. I don't know if it's that way in Russia.
I mean, I'm assuming you mean like why DMV workers
why are things so slow at the DMV? Yeah, good question.
Right.
I guess I don't want to comment totally on that because I don't think it's everybody. I think it's
it was, but there's there's too many of those examples, Jennifer.
Yeah, there's examples, specifically in this Parkland, Florida case, there are examples of a lot of failings.
Yeah.
But it's almost set up that way, and I think it's different than the DMV worker. I think government people are kind of vested in. They feel like it's really hard to get fired, mm-hmm. and so that's why you don't have a lot of people worried about keeping their job.
Yeah.
But I think in Florida, the reason Nicholas Cruz got passed through so often, and we talked about it briefly before, is that promise program, which was implemented to not arrest so many African-American kids. Under President Obama, he saw that, or Eric Holder, I guess, was running the Justice Department, saw a lot of African-American kids were going to jail, and they were of high school age. And so they created this program where you really couldn't discipline anybody. You weren't allowed to arrest somebody if they brought a weapon to school or drugs to school. Well, you just left them there.
That was a reaction, maybe an overreaction, like so many other things that happened during those 8 years, but it was a reaction to something that was a problem, because there are too many black kids and black adults who are arrested under false pretenses and get jobbed around just because they're black.
Yes,
I don't
but
know.
And their but white counterparts for the same crimes were always the punishment was much harsher on the black kids. That's where all that came from.
Not
that was
saying
a huge
we don't
thing
need
in New
to.
York.
Not saying we don't need to acknowledge that, excuse me, but if a black kid brings, I don't care what color kid, if somebody brings a gun to a school or someone is threatening people, I don't care what color your skin is, if you're doing something wrong, you should go to jail,
well,
or you should at least
nobody's
have
questioning
the proper,
that,
well, people have questioned that, and I don't think setting up a double standard and letting people think that there's no consequence, when clearly this kid in Florida was begging for somebody to help him. He was asking to be arrested. He was begging for it, and nobody did anything.
Right, but see, that's why at least they now have this emergency protection thing, and that actually would have prevented him from legally buying guns. Other states have had it. They use it all the time. The family, it doesn't even need to be he needs to be arrested. The family can go and petition to a judge. This kid is a danger to himself and others, and then he's legally restricted from buying guns. They now have that, thank God, and it's maybe going to prevent his younger brother from also being a shooter. But so, that would have actually stopped him, at least to have him psychologically evaluated.
You can say that it would maybe stop him from being able to purchase a gun, maybe, but does that mean that that would stop an event like that? It's hard to tell because
well,
there are a lot
look
of
at
people
this, let's look at another
still
example
their hands on things.
Of this. Yesterday in Maryland, 17-year-old gunman walked into the Great Mills High School, but the school's resource officer, a person named Blaine Gaskell, was actually the person who brought the incident to a quick end. So the other side of the coin here is Gaskell's response. And so people, when looking at this, hail it and him as an example of exactly what a resource officer is supposed to do in a circumstance like this, particularly when you put it in, you know, you put them on the wall next to each other, the Parkland, Florida shooting versus
what
the Maryland. Yeah, right, exactly. As soon as the gunfire started, he rushed in to the area where the gunfire was coming from. He fired a round at the shooter, who also fired a round at the same time at him. So it wasn't clear whether or not the shooter was taken down by the officer's bullet or if he killed himself, but he was dead. And so that was the beginning of the school day and the end. The fellow
well, he
who
shot his ex-girlfriend.
Yes,
she's,
right.
I guess, still in critical condition, and a guy
and
that
another,
she's now
right.
dating or a
right.
friend of hers or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But they both survived.
How'd he get
I've
the
never,
gun? Where'd the gun come from in this?
Good question. I don't know.
Hmm.
One thing that's I don't understand, I've never heard the term resource officer before. Are they off-duty cops, or are they specially trained security guards?
Resource officer means...
But, like, what's their training? Do they have to go to the police academy, or what's their background?
This guy was a member of a SWAT team, and it said that they have at least 12 hours of training of dealing, I guess, through the school, of dealing specifically with school shooters.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know. I think it probably varies from place to place. Because we had
obviously the people in Florida are there. What were they trained for?
Well, that's not... He was a sheriff. He was a sheriff's deputy. And so it wasn't like he
That's
was
pathetic.
You know, Joe from down the street. He was the sheriff's deputy who was close to retirement. He had been one for, what, 30-something years.
Yeah, right.
And who's the napper? Do we know who the napper is?
No, but these are all people, I think, in that particular case, and I think it depends, but they do. I know, like, in Los Angeles, we have a special version of our police department called school police, campus police, and those are the ones that monitor Los Angeles. I think in Florida, it's obviously this school district uses the sheriff's department. So,
yeah, and they're all friends of the sheriff and things like that. 21 after the hour here on the DJV show.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
It's 23 after the hour now. DJ V Show. Jennifer Horan, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, Doug Steffen with a focus on TV. Last night, there were reruns. When I got into the house here in California, I turned on, what was it? Oh, it was NCIS. And I don't usually watch that, but I recognized the story. I watched, on the plane, I watched Atomic Blonde, that just ridiculous. I hadn't seen it in the movie theaters, and I now realized or remembered why I didn't go to see it.
It was a weird one.
Charlize Theron in a ridiculous, yeah, it was pretty silly.
I didn't think it was bad. It was just
people loved
strange.
It.
Strange. Yeah,
yeah, it was strange.
I thought it was okay. It was just a weird movie.
Yeah, and with a weird ending. And anyway,
great ending. You know,
well,
you know
the good guys.
Spoiler.
Spoiler alert. John Goodman and Charlize Theron on a plane leaving. What? Well, by this time, people have seen the movie.
I haven't.
It's been up for a year.
I haven't. I'm saving it. Don't ruin it.
Okay. All right. So, Jennifer, what do we have on TV tonight that we ought to be watching and spoiling?
Well, guys, are you missing the Olympics?
No.
A little bit. You can tell me because I...
Yes. Okay. All right. Yeah, go ahead. Yes.
Thank you, Kara. Thanks for playing along.
You're welcome.
All right. Tonight on the NBC Sports Network, it's the ISU World Figure Skating Championship.
Ooh, I would watch that for sure.
That'll happen today. Oh, come on.
More Johnny Weir and Tara Lipinski commentating,
that's
right?
That's going to be too busy watching, like, Madam Secretary or something super thrilling.
No, that's on Sunday night.
Yeah. And that's a replay, you know, so whatever.
So
okay,
boring.
So the season finale, since apparently skating is not our jam, Speechless is the season finale tonight on ABC. And let's see, 9-1-1 has their season finale. That's tonight on Fox.
You guys are all hepped up about 9-1-1, right? Didn't you talk about that?
I loved it. Yeah. Yes. Because they pulled a tapeworm out of someone's keister.
Ah.
That was
exciting.
I liked it.
Oh, my God.
It's a key to my heart.
Yeah, right.
I'll give you full renewal privileges. Please.
Is that your
okay, Hollywood.
Show?
That's right. Hollywood Medium is new with Tyler Henry tonight. That's at... 9 o'clock on E, a new Chicago PD. This is kind of the weird time where some of these shows are coming to an end, and there'll be a few more like mid-season replacements that'll start that'll take the networks through May. ABC is all new tonight. They have a brand new episode of Designated Survivor, and of course their comedy block first, The Goldberg Speechless, Modern Family, and American Housewife. That starts at 8 o'clock on ABC. Brand new episode of Survivor on CBS, followed by SEAL Team and Criminal Minds. That's all new. X-Files is new tonight, and they're doing their season finale as well. We're getting close, so make sure you wrap up the X-Files series. And that's about it. Otherwise,
are they coming back
I know,
that again
ladies.
Next year? X-Files did very well. Aren't they bringing it back again?
Unclear.
Next year?
It's unclear. And for our ladies, a new episode of Riverdale tonight on CW, because I know they
Sweet.
Love it.
Right. Yesterday was a good day musically for Ringo Starr. Actually, a good day all the way around for him. He was knighted. He got the new title from Prince William. His celebration was over with Kate Middleton for St. Patrick's Day. So the Prince got back to business hosting the investiture ceremony at the palace. The knighting ceremony, which recognizes people around the world who've made special contributions to society. Honored was Richard Starkey, a.k.a. the drummer Ringo Starr, who I actually read on the plane yesterday flying out here, a story about him and what a really good drummer he is. He's always thought of as being kind of silly because Paul is a very good drummer as well. So every once in a while when Ringo would be off his game and when they were doing tracks, I don't know how many people knew this, But Paul would sit in on the drums. Anyway, this is not about him. It's about Ringo. He got the honor from William. He joked that he would wear the insignia every morning at breakfast for his new title. Ringo said, quote, "It's new and I don't know how to use it properly, but I expect you to use it." I expect
he tweeted that.
Yeah, okay. He did. He didn't say that at the ceremony. All right. His contributions to the music industry, working with the Beatles, he said, quote, "It's an honor and a pleasure to be considered and acknowledged for my music and my charity work, both of which I love." The thing is, every time his name comes up, people play "You're 16," which is really not something that would make it today.
Not really appropriate
pop music. No, no. 28 after the hour here on the DJV show.
The intention of consequences is to teach. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Carnty. We have a tendency to minimize the pain we cause others and maximize the pain they cause us. When we mess up, we think, what's the big deal? I just made a little mistake. But when others mess up, we think, how could you? How dare you make that mistake? I would never. And we go on deluding ourselves that our mistakes are much more acceptable than other people's mistakes. As a parent, this can play out in you being much harder on your children than anyone was on you. But I expect more from them, you say. Great, expect a lot. And give that much more understanding and patience to them. They deserve you giving them my 4 C's. Choices, consequences, consistency, and compassion. And for more on those C's, check out my book, Zen Parent, Zen Child. For more on parenting, catch me on my new show, The Secret Life of Kids, premiering March 16th at 9 p.m. on USA Network.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing, drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again. Cortisone 10.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast Brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you like the DJ V Show, you'll love the DJ V Show podcast. It's fresh and it's full of exclusive bonus content, stuff you won't hear on the radio show. Go to DJVShow.com and click on the podcast button. Or find us on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
34 at the hour now on the DJ V Show. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We are all in our places. Jen and I are on the West Coast, and Victoria and Kara on the East Coast. So weather comparisons now. The New York situation.
Who's got it worse?
Yeah. I heard at the airport when I was getting on the plane, that there had been, the forecast was revised, at least for the Boston area, to get to 12 inches or more of snow during the course of the day today. It won't last long because it's warming up over the weekend, but still it slows down, especially businesses, transportation, that sort of thing. What's the situation in New York, Victoria?
Well, they upped our, they revised our forecast as well. Yesterday they were saying that we were going to get 8 to 12 inches in Central Park, and now they've upped it to 12 to 18 inches. And all the reports keep saying that it's going to start today, and it's, that by this afternoon and tonight it's going to be a nightmare commute. So I think a lot of businesses have already announced they're closing in advance and things like that. New York City's really good about digging out pretty quickly, though.
Yeah.
So
yeah. New York is
nothing.
Good about that.
Yeah, we're always kind of prepared for that. I just hope that we don't lose power. That's the only thing that I hope the power grid holds up.
That happens.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. So what was it? You were saying something, Kara, a few minutes ago off the air about the situation in Washington, how it wasn't, if I heard you right, it wasn't what you thought it was going to be. Or
well,
didn't
yeah,
seem
there's
to be.
Not as of much. There's not really anything going on here yet. I stayed in a hotel last night because all of the forecasts were calling for kind of wet, heavy snow to start early in the morning. And I woke up this morning, there was nothing on the ground yet. So that means everything is going. They're calling for possibly 5 to 8 inches here. We'll see if that actually happens because it's colder than they expected it to be. But it's all going to happen while I'm at work. So we'll see if I'm able to get home after.
I think you picked
work.
The wrong night to be in the hotel.
Yeah, that's what I was worried about. But it's, you know,
tonight.
You also don't want to wake up at 4 in the morning and then realize you've got a couple inches on the ground and you can't get in. So,
all right, so there are two hotels. There's a grubby one and a good one. Did you stay in the grubby one or the good one? I've stayed in both of them across the street.
Just name a name. There. Which one did you stay in?
Well, we've got a Comfort Inn versus a Holiday Inn. Which one do you
what
think is the grubby
one? What about that Westin?
The Holiday
Inn's
better than
nice.
The Comfort Inn.
The Holiday Inn, that one was full. So I stayed at the
you were in the bad one.
Actually, I had a very nice room, though. I was only there
Did
for
you?
About 6 hours.
You know,
but
I will say this about that hotel doesn't take dogs, and I used to stay there with Charlotte all the time when I'd come through town. So I would. They have cameras.
Charlotte was Doug's dog, not
Charlotte
his girlfriend.
Charlotte was my dog. Yes, right. Yeah.
And he just called the dog. Don't send letters.
Yeah. So I've had girlfriends that were dogs, but not.
Oh,
I
right.
love
that's
not,
but no dogs that were girlfriends. That's good.
No.
Right.
So anyway, Charlotte, there was only one way of getting to the room, and you had to walk through the lobby and then get on the elevator to go upstairs. So I used to take Charlotte and sort of wrap her around my coat, and she'd always look at me and she'd kind of wiggle around. But invariably the people who were at the desk weren't paying much attention to it anyway. But I remember that hotel.
You'd wrap her in a coat? Charlotte was not a
she was not a carrying dog.
She's a bulldog.
Right?
No, but that's how they didn't. It was like theater. Because the guy knew that I was bringing
nothing.
Well,
here.
here's a heads up.
My coat weighs 60 pounds. Were you on stilts too? Like, was she on your shoulders?
Oh my
I mean,
God.
This is.
Well, I have a heads up for you. Next time you come, if you have to stay in that hotel, check in, and then there's an elevator from the bottom level of the parking garage up to whatever floor. So you don't have to go through the lobby.
So when you get your St. Bernard, you don't have to dress the St. Bernard up in costume.
You have to put on the fake nose and mustache.
Right.
All right, so here on the West Coast, Jen, the way big forecast is for rain. This is a storm that started sort of in the area of the South Pacific where I am intending to be by this time next week, if all things go according to Hoyle. Not quite sure yet whether I'm going to Pago Pago or not, but chances are good that I am. And this storm started down the South Pacific in the really warm waters of the equator that's coming into California today and just blew across the Pacific, affected Hawaii a few days ago, and now this. And I was listening in the car last night to the conversation about the areas where the evacuations are taking place,
the,
which is pretty much the same
the
place.
That's the real concern.
Yeah,
right.
It is. Yeah.
Because, so this storm, and we had zero, really zero rain or very little rain
during
in December,
season.
January, and February. And everybody was freaking out. Well, now we've had a lot of rain in March, and so that's a good thing. And the snowpack is building up again, so that is all really good because that's what we drink in the summer. But people still lose their mind when it rains, and they're calling this one, you know, like it's a storm-a-palooza, that it's going to be 12 inches of rain in some areas of Southern California. They're expecting a lot of rain, and it's going to rain consistently from today through tomorrow, so probably a good, just about a 24-hour period. So everybody's losing their minds. No one knows how to drive, but the real concern that is warranted is in the burn areas. There were already closures last week when it rained in Topanga Canyon. Near me, Latuna Canyon closes down because there's just so much unstable there's just
rock mass,
the opportunity for
muds,
mud and rock and debris to flow down. So they, a lot of people were getting evacuation orders and weren't taking them seriously, and that's what got us in trouble with those mudslides in Santa Barbara a few months ago. So now they're doing mandatory evacuation orders all over the place preemptively before the rain even starts. So there's a lot of people who are displaced today just waiting for that rain to start falling.
I got a kick out of a couple, a very sweet, nice couple that have come to California for the first time. And they were on the bus with me over in the car rental lot last night. And they were talking about getting in their car and driving north. And how do you get to Santa Barbara?
Oh, no.
I'm thinking about
you better get there now because you're not going to get there later.
They're going to be, it's too bad because this is the only experience they ever had with California. They're not, it'd be memorable, but it won't be necessarily a good memory, because it does, it goes all the way up the coast to Santa Barbara and even north of there. But if you're they just finished yesterday moving 250,000 tons of crud from the Pacific Coast Highway up in that area, or it's an area that's sort of south of Santa Barbara but north of LA County, and that is where this is going to be have the biggest biggest and most serious consequence. So for the next 24 to 36 hours, it's where do you go? All right. So I'm in Chicago. I'm going to Dallas, and Dallas to Chicago, no problem today. Middle of the country seems to be okay.
You're going somewhere else again today?
No, I'm here for depending on the Pago Pago and Hawaii.
You said going to Dallas and Chicago today.
No, I was just thinking where to go. If you don't want to go to either coast, go to Dallas, go to Chicago, go to Wichita.
Can you just stay put for half a second?
Jackson. Well, if this thing
Pago has never been mentioned more than on this show over the last.
I know they've already gotten their benefit of their.
I know.
I never even heard of Pago Pago until this.
Speaking of flying places, our friends in the friendly skies at United have decided that they're going to not ship dogs anymore. This is really the way to fix the problem, right? Just don't do it anymore. No, how about you get somebody that figures out how to do it the right way? The dog that died on the plane, the dog that went to Japan on the plane, another plane bringing a dog to Ohio, and who's on board and who isn't. So United says it's no longer accepting reservations for a pet safe program.
Honestly, I feel like that is.
You got to change the name of it.
I feel like that is the solution for most people, and that they.
Well, how do you move your dog around if you're moving or going on a trip?
Obviously, airlines.
That's what I think too. I think that there just needs to be an airline. There needs to be an airline for pets, and there needs to be an airline for kids. Get them all off of my plane. An airline for snakes.
Yes, snakes on the plane.
And
what an idea for a movie. So I had an empty seat next to me on the plane, and that's not very often that happens yesterday. And some fellow about halfway through the flight was moved into the seat next to me. And I sort of looked at him and said, this is kind of strange. What's going on? And he said, well, there were two babies. I was sitting between two young children who were acting badly. And he didn't say overacting, but they were acting poorly. So after he put up with it for half the ride, he just said to the flight attendant, you know what, I shouldn't have to put up with this. And he shouldn't have had to put up with it. So instead
where were the parents?
That's exactly right. The parents are sitting behind. Oh. The two kids are up in front.
Wow.
And in row 20, and the parents are in row 21. Instead of having the smarts, and these are, I don't know how old the kids were, but they were old enough that they should have known better. And that brings me around.
That's terrible. If they're a row apart?
Yeah. Well,
yeah, but I mean, where were the parents to say, if they're only a row apart, hey, knock it off.
Right. Hello.
My biggest issue is not only was this guy sitting with two kids, he had to sit in the middle of them.
In the middle.
Dang. Oh. He didn't even get an aisle seat.
Yeah,
or
why'd you
like
just
that?
Move around and put the kids next to each other? That's what I thought, too. Today is National Common Courtesy Day. Good time to bring it up after that last story. This is a day that brings awareness to how important common courtesy is. In the Merriam-Webster, courtesy is described and defined as, quote, a behavior marked by polished manners or respect for others. Courteous behavior, a courteous or respectful act of expression. Common courtesy can be as simple as saying please, Thank you. It's one of the great things about the kids with Miles, because Miles will maybe forget, and Megan will just look at him, and he'll look at her and say, please, Mommy, and thank you. And those are words. You know, I think about, why are those words so important? I don't know that the words are that important, but the implication that goes with them, being kind and polite and courteous. There's something to be said for that. I remember learning that when I was in the third, fourth grade. It was just something that, and there was a sign I remember seeing on the blackboard about courtesy and kindness are contagious or something like that. But they do, those things, the effort, the exercise of being kind and courteous to people does go a long way. It rubs off on people, and it sort of is a way, whether today as an adult, you'll learn how to be a little more careful or cautious in traffic. And I remember when I first learned how you find out how people really are, their personalities, by watching them drive. And I think that those people who are always I try to get away from people who just seem to be erratic, or I just want to get around them and go, you know, zoom away. But even giving your seat on the bus, there was a lady last night on the bus who needed to sit down. And it's very rare that men get up anymore. And I'm not saying this to stick up my chest and say, Doug, what a wonderful guy he is. But maybe it's the old school thinking in my mind to get up and let a young, I don't do it for kids unless there's a mother that's trying to take care of the children. But I would do it for a woman usually. And so it's just, I don't know, taking time, thinking about that a little bit is something that we ought to do. You know what? I was just thinking, as I was proud of listening to Jennifer and Victoria have the conversation, and Kerrigan in on it as well, one of the reasons people love listening to this program is because there's not only the camaraderie, but the ideas. And there were at least three instances, for those of you who didn't hear the last half hour, you can find the full hours on TuneIn Radio and go back to listen to it, when we talk about stuff, and then there are bits and pieces of information that you didn't know. I listened to you. Sometimes you hear things from me that you don't know. Sometimes you hear stuff from Jennifer or Victoria or whomever. But the conversation about what's going on isn't so much the event, but the event that sort of starts a conversation for you to think about the ramifications of things. And then you hear a little tidbits of information. I didn't know that. And so there's a kudo to the three of you, because oftentimes, and I think that's what people say and think, that we add to the conversation by presenting items, things that are there that you pluck out and you put into people's minds, and they, oh, geez, I didn't know that. So that's good. Jennifer, hello, thank you. Victoria, thank you. Kara, thank you. There's a way to thank yourself. It's good to thank and be polite to other people. It's also good to be conscious about you and yourself, and how to balance your life. And one of the ways to balance your life is to use Balance of Nature products that balance your immune system. The immune system is what protects you. And at this time of year, going through the equinox, people, it'll get warm fast, then it'll get cold. The weather's a little weird. And that sometimes enhances the opportunity for bugga-buggas to get into your system and knock you down if you don't have a strong immune system. So the way to have a strong immune system is to use Balance of Nature fruits and veggies, 100% ripened fruits that are powdered, dried, put in a little capsule. One of the things that I have started doing is taking the capsule apart, ladies, and dumping it on the fruit. It's kind of cool. And the veggies, the same thing.
Jeff,
what, no?
Do you ever just follow directions?
You just follow the things.
Yeah. I know, right? Oh, my God.
Well, but this is a little more interesting. You got to do things differently and interesting.
Right.
More interesting.
You're an anarchist, even when it comes
That's
to your...
That's right. That's me. Even when it comes to taking my capsules from Balance of Nature. It is a great way for you to boost your immune system. That's why so many people get on it. So simple. All you do is take one of the fruit and one of the veggie capsules in the morning and the same thing at night, and it'll boost your immune system, according to their research, by over 700% if you stay on the program for just 1 month. So go online to balanceofnature.com. Use the code DJV to get the first month free of these products to enhance your immune system. That's balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code DJV. All right, V for victory, V for Victoria. It's 10 for the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Now 53 past the hour. It's Tech Talk time here. Victoria has done a good job in ferreting out some of the things that will affect you, including this story about LED lights that can kill the yuccabungas in your bathroom and also maybe in the kitchen or wherever you have yuccabungas in your house. So how does this work?
This is super cool. I'm really excited about this innovation. This actually began in hospitals. A woman named Colleen Costello, she's the president and co-founder of a biotech company called Vital Bio, and she was personally inspired to battle nasty germs following a family connection. Her grandmother had contracted a MRSA infection while she was in the hospital, which is really tough. That's a staph bacteria during a routine hospital stay. And so she vowed, Colleen said, okay, I'm sitting here with a mask and gloves on to visit with my grandmother, so she decided to put her biomedical engineering degree to good use, and she invented a light. It's called Illumi, and it's an LED bacteria-killing under-the-cabinet light, and they now are available for regular consumers to buy. They started out in hospitals, and actually what they do is they kill the germs on the surface. So it's they say that 75,000 people a year die from these types of staph infections, and 648,000 people actually contract these things. And it's in the kitchen. It's in your kitchen sink. It's anywhere where you have eggs or meat. If you have an animal in your kitchen, you know, if you have a cat that likes to crawl around on the kitchen counters, all that stuff is just all kinds of germs. And so these lights you can actually buy – and you can mount them underneath your cabinet. You don't need them all over the kitchen. You only need them in targeted areas where you prepare food. And they say that it's really effective. It's 99% effective.
Wow.
to kill the bacteria, and it kills over 23 different strains of germs. Mm-hmm. And this is totally safe. She invented this light wave, and that's what actually kills it. You can order them online. They're actually available at stores now. They're reasonably priced. They start at $89 for a 9-inch, it's like a strip light. Mm-hmm. And it starts $89, and you can get a 24-inch strip light for $179. And
Illumi.
So,
it's spelled
Illumi.
Illumi.
Yep.
Illumi.
And eventually we're going to probably see these lights in restaurant kitchens, gyms, locker rooms, food processing plants. It's totally safe for all humans. There's no chemicals. There's no UV light or anything like that. It's just LED lights with that specific wavelength that she invented. So not only is this such a cool story that you don't often hear women inventing things like this, but it's just such a great idea. And
I wonder why that
safety
is
in the kitchen more important.
I wonder why there aren't more women inventors.
I don't know.
Excellent conversation to have, but not necessarily here. All right, we have some more from there's another new good thing, another solution for problems with youngsters that we'll get to right after this additional important technical information.
The Geek Out.
It has to be one of the most exciting casting announcements of a comic book movie ever. The news that in the next Wonder Woman, the awesome Kristen Wiig will be playing the villain opposite of Gal Gadot. Now, Wiig's never played a villain before, but here she will be the iconic baddie Cheetah, and in recent comic book adaptations, Cheetah is an archaeologist named Barbara Ann Maverna, through a magic ritual, is turned into a cheetah-woman hybrid. You know, woman form, but with fur, claws, and a tail. Her powers are strength and speed, of which sometimes she can control, and others she cannot. Wonder Woman 2 is again being directed by Patty Jenkins, and everybody's hoping it's as good as the first one, but with Kristen Wiig as a supervillain, now that's a good start.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, there is a company that has put together, they've developed a fitness band for youngsters. How's this going to work?
Well, everybody loves their Fitbit. It's one of the most popular, if not the most popular, fitness band. And now they for the first time, Fitbit has actually introduced one that's dedicated just for kids age 8 and up. It's called the Fitbit Ace, and it's a tinier version for smaller wrists, and it's a revised software, so it removes data that's not relevant to young kids, like how many calories you burn, things like that. That's not really what it's about. But what the Fitbit Ace is great for, it encourages kids to build healthy habits around being physically active, and if kids have been sitting for too long, the band will send them a little notification saying, hey, try moving around more and things like that. They say that the CDC says kids should get 60 minutes of daily activity and 9 hours of sleep every night for school-age kids.
Why do we need the CDC to tell us that? Isn't that just common
sense? Well, those are just the guidelines. I know, but I'm just saying those are the guidelines. But parents can actually track how much sleep their kids are getting and how much activity just using the app. So it's a really great thing to get kids moving.
I wonder if these really do make a difference. Just have some common sense. But it's
I have my friends
idea.
Who live by their Fitbit.
Do they? Okay. 59 past the hour.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTCPainInfo. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.